This is a Smoke Radio podcast.
All right, this is Timon, and you're listening to Westminster Sessions on Smoke Radio. I'm in the student again with... who am I in the studio? Who are you? Like the girl who just laughed. Introduce yourself.
Isabel.
Isabel.
Yes. I'm a commercial BA student, first year.
Yeah, I'm also on the same course, and I'm Summer.
Nice to meet you, girls. Nice to meet you. Can you tell us something about your background? What did you do before you came to Westminster?
Well, I was in Norway.
In Norway?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Whereabouts in Norway are you
in
from?
Oslo.
Oslo.
Oslo. Yeah, it was
cool.
Good.
Cold. What about you, Summer?
I'm from the Isle of Wight, yeah.
Wow. That's how many people live on there?
Oh, you're testing me now. A few.
Okay. So not that many, I guess.
No.
Enough.
We have the big festival, so we have...
I know, you know. Yeah, sick. Have you been already?
I have. Yeah. I performed this year.
Ooh.
Tell us more.
Tell me more.
It was just an acoustic, like, chilled out thing. It was really cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just
sounds good.
By yourself or with someone else?
No. It was with another guitarist and a guy playing cajon.
Cool. So did you do music before you came to Westminster as well? Like
a little bit. Not much.
Some.
Okay. What about you, Isabel?
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In a band or just for yourself?
Yeah, in a band.
I see.
Oh my god.
Okay, cool. Why did you choose Westminster then for music and not like somewhere else or something else in Oslo, or is there anything on
the There Isle is actually, there's a really good course on the Isle of Wight.
Really?
Actually.
So yeah. Why didn't you go there?
Because it's on the Isle of Wight.
Okay, right, you see. So you did want to leave?
Well, yeah, I'd lived there for 19 years and I think it was time for me to spread my wings and
fly away.
There's more things going on here. It's a little bit dead on the island because it's for the older generation.
Ooh.
I can imagine.
Would you picture yourself moving back there when you get old? As a part of the older generation?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that would be nice, no? Nice and chilled out. What about you, Isabel? Why did you choose Westminster, not some place in Oslo or Scandinavia in general, or...
Well, I think it was either London or somewhere in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I wanted to be where the music scene is. The music scene in Oslo is small. So the courses there, they're pretty good. But as well, I wouldn't get as many opportunities as I get here. No. And so it's a lot about networking. And since England is really, really big in the music industry right now,
mm.
I thought, why not?
That's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you like it here? Is it how you expected it to be? Or?
Yeah, it's good. It's different, but it's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Getting settled and yeah.
What do you specifically like about Westminster? What do you don't like? Is there anything?
Wow. What do I like? Well, I really, really like the people in my class.
Yeah.
They're good. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to say that.
We have a good bunch of people. And our lecturers as well. They're a fun bunch of people.
Yeah.
What do I don't like?
You did the summer. What about you? Do you don't like anything? Was it all nice and fine? And
yeah, it's good. It's good. Really good.
You're making it very easy. It's good. It's good. Yeah, it's good. Okay. No, that's all right. That's all right. Let's go on with the next question. Where do you see yourself right at the end of your studies? So in, 2 years now from now on? And where do you see yourself in another 10 years?
Oh, this is great.
Wow.
Do you want to start it?
It's a tricky one, I know.
I just want to be involved and engaged in music somehow. I'm not sure how because I've sung and played guitar for a while, but I really, really like management and stuff, so I'd like to be just involved, getting, you know,
Is that why you've chosen the commercial music course and not the performance?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I don't want to like limit myself too much. Just want to try everything out, see what I like.
That's cool. So you could see yourself working, I don't know, in a management agency or a record label, publishing company, similar?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, cool. What about you, Isabel?
I'm really into touring, so I would love to do tour management.
Have you been touring before?
Huh?
Have you been touring before, like somewhere?
Oh, no. I'm not a performer.
It's a tough life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We could totally have a business.
Yeah. Right now, let's start it.
Let's start it now.
No, but I'm really into live music.
Pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm really I'm totally just in my own bubble. I'm really into live music.
Yeah.
And I think there's an important part to be done when it comes to it as well. So being a part of a tour, creating it, managing it, being the mom on the road. Yeah.
On the road. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
She's the mom already though, even in our band.
Everywhere.
She is the mom.
Wow.
It's just about caring, you know?
That's good though. I mean, like every band has to have someone that's like, how do you say that?
In charge. She's good.
Yeah, try to.
Good. Great. So, would you do that here or America?
I don't know. It depends. I would not go back to Norway.
No.
Probably not.
You don't miss it?
Oh, yeah, I miss it. Like, my friends and family at home miss some things, but not enough to set my life there. Really. So, it's all about being where I feel like it's meant for me to be. Really cliche, but true.
Yeah.
So, I might stay here in England for a couple of years, touring England, the UK, and then going wherever. I don't really want to map it out too much, because then I feel like it limits me a little bit.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, but yeah, travel the world, do stuff.
Travel the world. Sounds always good.
Yeah.
Travel the world.
Listen to music.
Listen to music, what we all do.
Right.
So you both sing, no? So basically singing is your instrument. Yes. Is that right?
Well, I came here for business. I didn't know that I would have to perform.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I didn't know that I would have to perform near as much as we do right now.
I see.
So when it came to being a part of a band, I was just like, well, I could play the tambourine or a triangle, or I could sing. So so the thing was just like, I have a huge stage fright. So, pushing myself there.
It's getting better though, no?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
What about you, Summer? You sing and guitar as well, no?
Yeah, I didn't pick guitar up that long ago, so I'm not that good, but I can...
Don't be so modest.
Modest.
I can support myself, but I'm not good enough to, like, you know, I'm not like a lead guitarist or anything like that. I'm more like acoustic, more rhythmic guitar.
Yeah. I mean, but I mean, if you just sort of need the guitar to sing along, then rhythm guitar is more than fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
It's developing.
Do you write songs as well?
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
She's good at it.
Ooh, what are they about? Tell us. Do you have any specific things you write about? Love and
love.
It's typical, isn't it? It's just things you've gone through, and like if you go through a breakup, you end up writing about it.
Take Taylor Swift for instance. Every song.
Think about. I don't know. To be commercial, that's you've got to just write something that everyone can relate to and that's clear.
That's so true. Yeah. Cool. So mainly things. You write about things that bothered you or
yeah, I guess
that things that happen in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Which one of your songs do you think or do you personally like the most? Do you think like this could be a hit one day?
Ooh.
Do you have any?
That's a cool question.
That is a good question. Oh. I think the first song I ever wrote is the one that I feel most comfortable with, but that might just be because I'm most familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it's cool. I think I'd like a band to cover it, definitely. Like, instead of it just being me, I want to get a band together to, like,
sing it, perform it,
but actually make a whole scene of it rather than just me and my little guitar.
Cool.
It's fun.
All right. So let's talk a bit about the Westminster Sessions.
Yeah.
You guys just literally, was that like 2 hours ago? You were in front of camera, so
yeah.
Team of
professionals,
wonderful film student people. How is it like? Tell us. And was it the first time actually for you guys that you like were?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No. So who said yes and who said no?
Me. Summer.
Okay. Good.
No, I did it once before. That was for when I was at the music college. We were over the road from another college that basically did film and all that type of stuff, and they wanted to do some music videos, so I had no say at all in what happened. So if anybody finds a video, it's not my choice. it was still really nerve-wracking though, even this time.
No,
I think.
But did you enjoy it? Was it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it was fun. It was different. I found it really hard to keep my focus and not laugh.
Yeah.
Because there could be things going on in the back and just wanting to laugh so bad, but keeping a straight face, and then just like, okay, there's the camera, not look into it. Because usually you're kind of like, oh, a camera, yay.
Why you've chosen One Republic and a song, what's the song called?
Feel Again.
Why did you choose this one?
Well, I don't think any of us were a massive fan of the actual song, and I think that's why we wanted to kind of change it up and I guess change people's opinion of the song.
Yeah.
That's a very good answer, because you know I'm not a massive fan of One Republic.
You made that clear.
Yeah.
And I think we were in one of the rehearsal rooms and talking about doing the session, and I had just been to the One Republic concert, and Ricardo took the guitar out. And he
Isabel's
was just
a bit
like,
of a fan.
Oh, they're so good live, though. They're really great live.
I've never seen them live, so I can't say anything.
But they're a really good live, and it was a great show. But so he was just like, oh, yeah, you saw them. What about this song? And we just ended up jamming a little bit to it. And then when it came to deciding a song, no one could agree.
Mm.
So I just made a poll on Facebook, and we were 3 people out of 6 that responded. So we ended up with Feel Again.
Good.
There you have it.
Was it hard, or did it take you long to figure out the version you were happy with of this song?
I think we had an idea of it as soon as we started.
No.
Especially since it was supposed to be acoustic, we knew that we wanted to keep it a little bit simple. And we've done one show now for our module during the learning burst, and we're working on for the club show next week.
Yeah.
And so it's all about...
Is that public? Like, can students from the university come around and have a look at you?
Yes, I think so. It's at Area 51.
Area 51, next Thursday.
Thursday and Friday, I think.
What time? Do you know?
Well, I think it starts around between 1 and 2, and then lasts until 6.
Okay.
Or something. Yeah.
Hmm.
So we've been doing that, and we kind of found our sound as a band. And so we wanted to interpret that a little bit to our cover as well, which goes a lot with harmonies and, building it up, doing it slower. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I guess that's it already. Do you have any last words?
Thank you, Timon.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, don't thank me.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us be a part of your baby.
Of my baby. It is basically my baby.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was just like, when I said it out loud, I was just like, oh, this sounds wrong.
No, I guess it is.
No, it was a privilege to actually be asked to do it. So thank you. It's grateful.
Thank you.
That's good. I think we end this show with just being thankful.
Yeah, I think that's a very good ending. Maybe I'll tell you guys who are listening to this that we're going to do one more session next week.
Ooh.
Jordan, a second year performance student. Very much looking forward to it. Until then, have a good time. This was Westminster Sessions on Smoke Radio.
This is a Smoke Radio podcast.